Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 6th of September. This week in Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, we explore why it's important to know your identity in Christ. We turn once more to Paul's words in Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 3 to 18. Today we're reading from the Passion Translation. Our sonship and the Father's plan. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus, all because he sees us wrapped into Christ. This is why we celebrate him with all our hearts. And in love, he chose us before he laid the foundation of the universe. Because of his great love, he ordained us, so that we would be seen as holy in his eyes with an unstained innocence. For it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children through our union with Jesus, the Anointed One, so that his tremendous love that cascades over us would glorify his grace, for the same love he has for the beloved Jesus, he has for us. And this unfolding plan brings him great pleasure. Since we are now joined to Christ, we have been given the treasures of redemption by his blood, the total cancellation of our sins, all because of the cascading riches of his grace. This superabundant grace is already powerfully working in us, releasing all forms of wisdom and practical understanding. And through the revelation of the Anointed One, he unveiled his secret desires to us, the hidden mystery of his long-range plan, which he was delighted to implement from the very beginning of time. And because of God's unfailing purpose, this detailed plan will reign supreme through every period of time until the fulfillment of all the ages finally reaches its climax, when God makes all things new in all of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ. Through our union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as his own inheritance. Before we were even born, he gave us our destiny, that we would fulfill the plan of God who always accomplishes every purpose and plan in his heart. God's purpose was that we Jews, who were the first to long for the messianic hope, would be the first to believe in the Anointed One, and bring great praise and glory to God. And because of him, when you, who are not Jews, heard the revelation of truth, you believed in the wonderful news of salvation. Now we have been stamped with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. He is given to us like an engagement ring, as the first installment of what's coming. He is our hope promise of a future inheritance, which seals us until we have all of redemption's promises and experience complete freedom, all for the supreme glory and honour of God. Because of this, since I first heard about your strong faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your tender love towards all his devoted ones, my heart is always full and overflowing with thanks to God for you, as I constantly remember you in my prayers. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of revelation, to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light, until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling, that is, the wealth of God's glorious inheritances that he finds in us, his holy ones. Amen. Do you sometimes find yourself living like you're responsible for everything? you end up stressed and worried because you've taken on too much. The Bible makes it clear we are not responsible for everything. Jesus is Lord. God is in control. We can let go. Paul says that your identity in Christ helps you see what your limited responsibilities are. In Ephesians chapter 1, he expresses it as bringing praise and glory to God. Now, I don't know about you, but the last thing I do when I take on too much responsibility and get worried and stressed about it all is bring praise and glory to God. When we follow Christ, his Holy Spirit comes to live in us, to indwell in us, and as he does so, he demonstrates that our faith is genuine, he proves that we have been adopted into God's family as his children, and he secures eternal life for us. As this process unfolds, we get to know God better, and we get to know ourselves better. We also discover more clearly what our responsibilities are, what God expects of us, and what he doesn't expect from us. As your identity in Christ helps you see what your limited responsibilities are, you retain the choice of saying yes to God and saying no to other things. As your responsibilities become clear, will you say yes to them? As you think through these thoughts today, these two questions might help you. What do you need to say yes to today? And what might you need to say no to in order to say yes? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another battle drill as we think about how our identity in Christ helps us discover what our priorities should be.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.